you cannot understand computer programs at all because they use this very non-AI logic.
It is expanding the jurisdiction of trustlessness to alternative computational environments, which I call civilizational software.
How do I know that when I ask the AI model for advice on healthy living, that it's not giving me advice that's affected by advertising relationship in this part of the world?
Hi, I'm Andrew Fenton from Cointelegraph, and alongside my co-host Nathan Jaffe from Starkware, welcome to Zero Barriers. It's a six-part series on the Decentralize with Cointelegraph podcast. This special is being brought to you in collaboration with Starkware, the company behind Starknet. Today we're talking with co-founder Elie Ben-Sasson about zero-knowledge proofs, and Jem Dar Delen, the co-founder of buzzy new AI startup Geezer. Hi, I'm Andrew Fenton, editor of Cointelegraph magazine.
And I'm Nathan Jaffe from Starkware.
We're joined today by guests who've been behind some pretty major developments in blockchain and AI over the past few weeks.
Yeah, there's this weird phrase at the moment that's going viral on socials, more TPS daddy. We're joined by Starkware's president, Elie Ben-Sasson, who's hopefully going to be able to tell us what that is all about. Elie was active in this upgrade to Starknet, which has just boosted the TPS that will be available on Ethereum, boosted the throughput, and he's going to be talking about scale, increasing scale on blockchain, and what can be done with that scale. The other hot story at the moment, of course, is AI. Everyone's talking about AI, and we're joined by a man at the forefront of a hybrid AI crypto company, which just announced a $3 million raise. That's Jem Dar Delen. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Thanks.
But before we get to our guests, let's hear from Andrew. Andrew, what I enjoy about your pieces in Cointelegraph is that you use this great knack of kind of delving into technologies and explaining them clearly to readers. So before we get into scaling and roll-ups with Elie, who will definitely give us a bit of a deep dive, can you give us one of your 90-second crash courses to get us up to speed?
Sure. Zero-knowledge roll-ups from Starkware, Polygon, and ZK-Sync enable Ethereum to move from around 10 transactions per second to theoretically an infinite number. The origins stretch back to the 1990s, when an Israeli-American scientist named Shafi Goldwasser and some friends invented a way to mathematically prove that something had occurred without knowing all the details of how it actually happened. The first use of ZK in cryptocurrencies was the Zcash privacy coin protocol in 2016. Around the end of 2018, it started to emerge as a really promising way to scale blockchains like Ethereum. And Ethereum since rearranged its entire roadmap around this. At its most basic, the process uses high-level mathematics to generate a tiny little validity proof that verifies that a whole bunch of other transactions have been carried out correctly. Instead of putting thousands and thousands of transactions on the slow and expensive blockchain, slowing it down even further, you just bundle up the transactions into a single proof written back to Ethereum. Elie is one of the pioneers and worked on the problem for a couple of decades, taking it from an abstract theoretical concept to something that can be generated on a laptop.
Andrew, I think Elie can go home. You've just kind of given us all the insight. But seriously, let's take the story forward with Elie. Let's kind of pull in some of his insights, and then we're going to be hearing from Jem as well, because it's a fascinating mixture, having someone who's built the technology and now someone who's doing kind of remarkable things with it.
Elie, when we first discussed this in Seoul last year, you described validity proofs and roll-ups as magical. What is it about them that you find so magical?
What's magical about them is that they seem to contradict the very famous result of the great Alan Turing from the 1930s. That result, called the undecidability of the halting problem, said that you cannot understand anything about a computer program, about a general computer program. You cannot assert its integrity and whether it did the right thing unless you run it from start to end. And what's surprising about validity proofs is that with the aid of a little bit of randomness and interaction, a verifier can assert the integrity of computation that ran for exponentially greater scale. And that seems to be counterintuitive because it contradicts this famous result. However, the extra use of interaction, randomness, and cryptography gives you an exponential boost to asserting integrity over computation.
We're going to hear much more from Ellie on all of this, but let's get to know Jem a little bit. You're the man of the hour for all of those who are wondering how AI and blockchain will kind of synergize with each other, how they'll come to complement each other. Tell us about what you're doing. Tell us about the raise that was just announced.
Thank you, first of all, for that generous introduction and the opportunity to speak in this session with a visionary like Ellie. Yeah, if I were to briefly introduce Giza, we're effectively using this moon math, this magical cryptographic primitives that was invented by Ellie and Starkware in order to expand the capabilities or convert machine learning model into provable programs and radically enhance the capabilities of smart contracts. So the reason why these primitives are great for scaling blockchain, which is, you know, kind of a non-trivial use case for cryptography, is that they expand the jurisdiction of trustlessness towards alternative computational environments. And we're using this opportunity to take that to bring machine learning capabilities to decentralized applications, basically. And yeah, thankfully, this mission has been noticed and supported by highly aligned parties like CoinFund, Starkware, Lambda Class, which we will have the pleasure to be.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about the raise. Can you give us kind of outline about the raise? Because this was pretty exciting for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. After kind of a brief fundraising period, we managed to gather highly aligned parties to support us in this journey, like CoinFund, Starkware, Lambda Class, who are not only our investors, but also our advisors and building partners. So really excited to be on this journey together.
So what's the benefits of like integrating AI with smart contracts? Like what are some practical things that people will end up doing with that?
Smart contracts are revolutionary in many respects because they allow a certain type of institutionalism to be enabled by software and in the open, which I call a civilizational software, but they are extremely static and very much limited in their capabilities because of their limited jurisdiction, because of their limited world model. They can only process trustlessly what is happening on chain, basically in the model of the blockchain. But thanks to these primitives that we're talking about, like Starks, we're able to expand that world model and bring capabilities of machine learning to smart contracts. And such capabilities include the ability to generalize, right? So the ability to classify, the ability to adapt to changing circumstances, which smart contracts currently do not have. And this is basically the weakest point of smart contracts and is constantly being exploited by various hacks. It causes a lot of usability issues. So by providing an intelligence layer, we're able to enhance usability, security, and also bring smart contract and decentralized applications towards various new use cases.
So adding to what Jem said, another way to view how blockchains or smart contracts go well with AI and then with validity proofs is the following. So what AI is now doing is taking this sort of very rigid computer programs and this very rigid logic and making it a bit softer and more human-like. And blockchains are all about infrastructure for general social functions, for economic interactions, for things that are very human and hence of the soft kind, non-rigid kind. But right now, blockchains are rigid and rough around the edges because they use this very non-AI logic. So you would like to make them more human-like in some of their decisions, you know, whether a person is human or not, you know, which investment strategy or things like that. And to do that, you need immense scale. You need massive computations. Now, you can't do that on blockchains today, which is how validity proofs can help you do that. So you take that computation off-chain, you get the integrity of the blockchain, the scale of starts, and the softness and human-like, you know, smarts of AI.
So if we've got AI and blockchain working together, it sounds like that we can sort of make blockchain a lot more user-friendly because you can just ask the AI to do what you need to do and you don't have to learn all those tricky steps that most people have to do to get into blockchain.
Yeah, I think usability is definitely going to see significant enhancement through the use of AI. One thing to distinguish is that like the bringing AI to blockchain shouldn't be understood as bringing necessarily ChatGPT to blockchain. Like, we are more concerned about widespread applications of machine learning, which really enhance, provide the capability to generalize to various different use cases like classification and regression and so on. So thanks to these capabilities, smart contracts, which are infused with machine learning models, now can actually act much more dynamically. One sort of mental model that I see converging AI and blockchain is both are actually technologies of automation. And while blockchains are automating for disintermediation, AI is automating towards scale and performance. So you can understand what happens through their convergence. We have actually a much more performant disintermediated public institutional infrastructure by having AI in the loop.
Blockchain until now hasn't really been fast enough to work with AI. So is that why you're sort of attracted to StarkNet and Starkware? I mean, because of it's so much faster, or is it because of, you know, it keeps data private, or because it provides proofs that interact with AI in a different way?
I would say it's more than an attraction. It's more of an enabling relationship. The capabilities that StarkNet provides, you know, as I put it, it is expanding the jurisdiction of trustlessness to alternative computational environments. And we are using that window of opportunity to bring together these two worlds.
Interesting. And let's understand about what this window of opportunity is right now, actually. Let's come back to that kind of whole TPS study, that intriguing phrase that's going around social media, because that is all to do with kind of ramping up that throughput, ramping up that scale, so the projects like GEMS that in the past haven't been realistic are realistic now. Ellie, tell us about this phrase and what it's all about and what's been happening.
So StarkNet has this very vibrant and amazing community. Among L2s, it's the largest developer community and growing at a very fast rate, fastest growing ecosystem, according to the Electric Capital report. The community came up with this name for this phrase, the next version, which just launched yesterday. Now, what's happening is that the proving capabilities and like the raw power of Starks can support very high throughput. And until this version 12, quantum leap version was released, there was a bottleneck that was stopping all this scale from reaching developers. And it was something called the sequencer, not related at all to the proving technology. And Starkware, together with Lambda class, have replaced the sequencer with a much faster, newer building block built in Rust. And now we have already on mainnet 40 TPS capability, and probably over the next few weeks, this will dramatically rise to 3-digit TPS and more.
That's pretty amazing. Jim, tell me when you realized the StarkNet could underpin your technology.
So I've been in crypto since 2017 and progressively have been more and more aware of the constraints of operating or building on chain or trying to create interesting applications on chain. So for me, it was very inherent knowledge that AI and Web3 are not going to have it together anytime soon. So the credits for opening my world to that possibility goes to my co-founder, Fran, who has been working at industrial scale AI on a very high level at BBVA and Adidas, and was also very much interested in the scaling problem of Ethereum. And he was mingling with cryptographic techniques as created by Starkware. So he was faced with the situation where he had the audacity to act towards bringing those two worlds together at a ETH Global hackathon. And the results that he saw was very encouraging. So he decided to pursue this in the form of Giza. And thanks to that, I'm also amazed by this possibility.
I think taking things to kind of a slightly more conceptual level, I think one of the things that you and Ellie have in common is this kind of concern for, I guess, what we describe as integrity. I mean, Ellie has spoken to me countless times of this concept of integrity and how the cryptography that he developed enables that integrity, i.e. us to be able to trust or rely on what's happening kind of under the hood. And Jem, from speaking to you, it seems that we're all getting our heads around the advances in AI, and we all have questions about, okay, these systems that we're turning to, how can we rely they are operating with integrity? How can we rely on what's actually gone into building these systems? Or I think kind of one of the bigger concerns is, how do I know that it's telling me the same answer as it's telling you? How do I know that when I ask the AI model for advice on healthy living, that it's not giving me advice that's affected by an unknown advertising relationship in this part of the world, that it's not telling me to drink 6 liters of cola a day instead of 2 liters of water a day? You know, that's a crazy example, but how can we use AI to increase that kind of reliance on the AI systems that we'll all be using more and more?
Absolutely. Integrity is very critical because it allows us to establish a link of accountability. So by creating a link between a model and its outcome and its output, it allows us to be able to judge a certain model's performance, a certain model's integrity, both at a social consensus level, but also on a regulatory level. So as these AI models are deployed in social use cases, think of medical use cases, things like HR, we need to make sure that these models are not racist, or these models are trained with the right data that they purport to function towards. By creating this link between their output and their model, we are able to create that link of accountability that, you know, society very much needs in those type of use cases.
Gies's based on the Cairo programming language. Ellie, can you just tell us why you chose to come up with a bespoke programming language and virtual machine rather than going with the sort of easier option of an Ethereum virtual machine compatible thing, which, you know, people could just port their projects directly over to?
Yeah, it's a terrific question. So initially, the Cairo arose because we wanted an internal programming language to squeeze out the maximal scale from our start proving system. Because, you know, every programming language, it sort of tries to optimize according to the constraints of the virtual machine or physical machine that you're running. So if you're running GPUs, you're going to write things in a program called CUDA. If you're running over x86, you probably are going to use Rust or C++. And if you're writing a smart contract on Ethereum, you're going to be writing it in Solidity. Now, if you're going to generate start proofs, you're better off using a programming language that will lead to maximal efficiency when it comes to proof generation. That's how Cairo came about. But then we realized that it's actually a very, very good language, and we wrapped it or made it into a modern next generation smart contract programming language. I think people are already saying that it's probably the very best smart contract programming language. It's a modern one. It has a lot of safety features, very ergonomic, Rust inspired. And if you take a step back, it stands to reason that programming languages, including in the smart contract space, are going to evolve in generations, right? There were BASIC and Pascal, and before that, Ada and COBOL and whatnot. And then came things like C and then C++. And today everyone's like with Go, Rust, and Python. These things evolve. So it actually ends up being a very natural next step of evolution for smart contracts.
When you built it, did you guys realize that something like Giza might end up being sort of built on top of it? Like, was that even a scenario that you considered?
Not really. You know, I was asked many times in the past, what do you think will be main applications and things used by Cairo or Starknet? And I and the rest of the team, we proudly answered that we have no capability to make these predictions. And the beauty of it is that you don't need to. Like, you know, when Linus Torvalds created Linux, I don't know what he had in mind, but it doesn't matter, right? The world is doing other things. But when Vitalik came up with Ethereum, I'm not sure he had all of the applications, the Uniswaps or CryptoKitties, but it doesn't matter, right? We're building the infrastructure, and it's amazing to see Jim and, you know, the ESA team and these folks just doing amazing stuff with it.
I think that's a really kind of optimistic and inspiring place to end. I've really enjoyed hearing the two of you talking about the core technology that's allowing scaling and kind of this very exciting example of what can be done when it's put together with artificial intelligence. So thank you both for joining us. And to our listeners, be sure to tune in to the upcoming episodes on Zero Barriers.
Thanks again to Ellie Bensasson from Starkware and Jean-Doug Delaine from Giza. You've been listening to Zero Barriers on Decentralize with Cointelegraph.